I know that it can only be the Steve Cochran Show.
Texter Sister Jean was my advisor when I was at Mundelein. Suggested an accounting course, and today I'm a CPA.
Oh. That's a good story.
That good advice.
Nice. Wow.
Brushes with Sister Jean.
So she drives a bus?
CPA.
CPA, not CTA.
Okay, got it.
Did you hit your head again? Andrea is going to give us the United States citizenship quiz here, and the seventh floor will compete as well. And when I say compete, just take a piece of paper. There are 10 questions here. You can try to compete in the car as well. And when I say compete, I mean try.
Right.
You have to get 6 cheat. Of 10 correct?
6 of 10 correct, yeah.
All right, and the 6 of 10 means we get to stay in the country. Anything less than 6 correct means we have to leave.
You're deported.
What is it? Is it a special day or something?
Well, we were talking earlier about the census and there's citizenship questions as to whether or not you're be included in the census or not.
And these are some of the questions on the new test as well. So to pass, applicants have to correctly answer 6 out of 10 questions. Questions chosen at random.
From a wheel of how many?
From a pool of 100.
Might not be the questions then, right?
Yeah, well, they could be on any test.
They could be on any test.
Yeah,
you don't
any
know.
Any test.
Random.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to use your phone on the test?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so this all has to be from memory and honor system, we know.
All right, question all number one.
All right, question number one. Name one thing that Benjamin Franklin is famous for. One thing.
Got that insurance company.
That
next.
Benjamin Franklin is famous for. All right, number two. What is the rule of law? What is the rule of law? This could just be a little quickie answer. It doesn't have to be a huge long sentence. What is the rule of law? Question number three. The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers.
Of the Federalist Papers?
The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Name one of the writers.
Okay.
Do you want a hint or no?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Question. Under our Constitution, some powers, just some powers, belong to the states. What is one power of the states? One power of the states. Okay. Easy, right?
I'm not a citizen. I can tell you that.
I think you know, but once you hear the answer, you'll go, oh, yeah.
Mary, can you drop me off in Canada on your way out?
Don't cheat off Mary Sandberg.
I'll be going with you.
Paper? Okay, the idea of self-government is the first three words of the Constitution. What are these words? What are the first three words of the Constitution?
Oh, got it. Okay.
First three words.
Yep.
Okay. This is a tricky one.
This is all the honor system when we correct these ourselves, by the way.
Yeah, don't look online.
Number six.
Who was president during World War I?
Okay.
Who is president during World War I?
It's easy. It was Hamilton.
Yeah. No, okay.
Oh, it wasn't Hamilton.
Okay. Get your papers ready. Okay. When was the Constitution written? What year was the Constitution written?
1984.
Mm-hmm. How many amendments does the Constitution have? How many amendments are there?
Okay.
God dang.
Name.
Number 9.
Name two cabinet level positions. Just two. Two cabinet level positions.
Secretary of the boss.
And the last question. Who is the Chief Justice of the United States right now?
Okay.
Chief Justice of the United States right now.
All right. Answer to question number one. Question and answer.
All right. Question was, what is one thing Benjamin Franklin is famous for?
All right.
All right. If anybody put, he's a U.S. diplomat, oldest member of the Constitutional Convention, the first postmaster general of the United States, writer of Poor Richard's Almanac. He started the first free libraries. Some say he was one of the inventors of electricity.
Is he involved in a cherry tree?
No, that's another guy.
I had stove.
That's the untold story.
I had stove.
Why no kite flying? Seems like kite flying.
Didn't he do something with glasses, too?
He started the first four eyes.
Bifocals?
I'm going to say I'm right because I put
that's
stove.
True, Dave. He started the first four eyes. That's
no,
accurate.
It was the lens crafter.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He's on money.
Yeah.
There you go. On money. That'll count.
He's on money.
He's on money.
That works.
All right. You got to score these yourself. Now, be fair. Number two.
All right. Number two. What's the rule of law? Everybody has to follow the law, basically.
Yes!
Leaders have to obey the law. The government has to obey the law. Nobody is above the law.
Got it.
All right. Question three. The Federalist Papers supported the passage of the U.S. Constitution. Just name one writer.
Okay. You want to throw a couple out?
Sure. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, John Jay, Publius or Publius.
Publius, he was a rapper.
I know he was.
Thomas Jefferson happened to be on that list.
Terrible.
He's not.
He signed
Golly.
It.
How about Thomas Paine?
Not, Thomas Paine is not on.
How about Alexander Paine? He was. Oh, he's a director.
How about Window Paine?
Window Paine is actually on there.
How about Paine in the you know what?
That number four.
Could be
what
two.
This is.
Okay, number four was under the Constitution. Some powers belong to the states. Name one power. Of a state.
I'm going to throw a couple out.
Providing school and education, police protection, safety, fire departments, get a driver's license, and approving zoning and land use. What, so anything like a land question.
Taxation is not on there?
I've got tax.
Taxes, well, yes.
It's on my list, Dave.
Yeah. Property tax.
Yeah, absolutely.
The ability to scam citizens through overabundant property tax.
I'm four away.
To gouge our eyes out.
I'm four away from being a citizen.
All right, first three words of the Constitution.
We the people.
You got that. Who was president during World War I?
Wilson.
Thomas Jefferson.
Teddy Roosevelt.
Wilson.
Woodrow Wilson.
Dang right it was.
What?
Yeah. And by the way, he loved being called the Woodman.
He did.
Yes. I don't know if you know that or not.
Woody. Yeah. They called him Woody.
Woodrow Wilson.
Number seven.
All right, what year was the Constitution written?
1887.
No.
Oh, you're so close. You're just off 100 years.
1776?
1787.
Oh, that's what I meant. Oh.
You know what? If you're within 5 years, give it to yourself.
I don't think they do that when they're giving out citizenship, but anyway.
Okay, how many amendments does the Constitution have?
27.
Yep.
Shut up.
Right there. Really
is it?
I got 26.
Yep.
Darn it.
See, dang it.
Well, that's teeth.
Is there an over-under?
Not with that one, no.
I'll move that one.
Name two cabinet-level positions. You guys can all do this.
Defense, housing,
energy, development, agriculture.
I put interior and exterior.
Oh, I got high and low. Sorry.
There's no secretary. There's no secretary of the exterior.
Well, should be.
That's awesome. And right. Final question: who is the Chief Justice of the United States right now?
John Roberts. I got 8 out of 10.
All right, you're passed.
I'm in. Anybody
I
else?
3 out of 10.
9 out of 10.
9 out of 10. Okay, show off.
I got 5 out of 10. I still have.
Oh, so you're out.
I got to go.
Sandberg, you're out.
I'm out.
I'm gone.
Wait, how many?
How many did you get?
You need 6.
5. Dave's out.
I got.
Oh, and it's Sandberg and DeCoste.
Yeah, we're gone.
Vanderbilt just made it.
Mary just made it.
How about you, Super Joe?
The guy I paid got 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10. Excellent. Excellent.
I missed the Constitution one. I said 1776. I don't know what I was thinking.
Yeah, so did I. That's exactly what I said. And I did say Thomas Paine. Which is not accurate.
You were so close.
I forgot
though.
The Chief Justice. I feel bad.
That's okay. You feel bad. He feels bad. He's a regular listener.
You guys did okay. These are tough questions.
I wrote down Earl Warren, and that didn't work right.
Here's a thought. Maybe the three of you could get like a group fare, like a Groupon.
I wrote down Earl Holliman.
Earl Holliman's not right. That's the policewoman guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's Pepper.
All right. So we're going to need a new sports director, executive producer of the show, and whatever DeCoste does.
We did not have time to prep for this.
Yes, that's true. I would say your entire life you weren't prepped for this.